Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
Good evening or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the family are home today. No school or work, just relaxing and getting ready for bed. Now, this is a family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandma, nana, grandpa, puppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care and making bedtime fun. Now, it's important to establish a routine. Now, what's a routine, you're asking? Well, it's something that you can always count on, like the high tide or the low tide. Hey, Starfish would know something about that. Here she is.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you doing? I'm Jewel. I want to thank you so much for letting me appear on this show. I'm so very excited about our special guests. We have Jacoba and Isaac on air today. I'm so excited.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, boys and girls, I swam from my soothing sea to join you and the boys and girls to meet our great guest.
Well, I want to welcome both Jacoba and Isaac, because it's going to really be fun, and especially to be able to have friends that have already been here, because that means that it's real comfortable, they've been there, it's not being in a chair, and also having Starfish. Now, Starfish, I must say, you never look tired from doing all that swimming to get here. You must get plenty of rest. So we're going to make bedtime a warm place to relax so our bodies will not So our bodies will be ready for the next day, I guess, and having our guests like Jacoba and Isaac, and they're going to be talking about restoring religious freedoms and never losing hope. So,
never losing hope? Someone lose hope in a closet or in their room? How do you lose hope, Aunt Jewel?
I don't know. But, you know, I kind of wonder about getting ready for bed. And I wonder, Jacoba, what kind of things do you do for getting ready for bedtime?
Well, I take a bath or a shower. Then I read a book to myself, or my mom reads a book to me, my brother and sister. Then I drink a hot glass of milk with honey in it, and I go to bed.
That sounds so soothing to the throat, the mind, and body and soul. And Isaac, what do? When you get ready for bed?
Well, when I'm about to go to bed, I go downstairs and I make a hot cup of chamomile tea with lavender, and then I get in bed to read my favorite book.
Oh, wow. What is your favorite book?
Well, recently I've read the Harry Potter series. I like fantasy.
Oh my goodness. And definitely when you go to sleep, you definitely dive into the dreamland.
Exactly.
Now, Jacoba, Isaac, this is our favorite part of the show. Do you have anyone that you want to give a shout-out to? Jacoba, anyone you want to give a shout-out to, any of your friends?
Yeah, I have my best friend, Claire, and one of my best friends, Anjali, my brother and sister, my parents and my grandma.
And what is the name of your sister and your brother?
Adam and Lila, and they're twins.
Oh, yes. They are very fun.
And I wonder if they get into any trouble.
That might mean yes.
Yes, no question.
Well, maybe one day they can be with their big sister and be a guest on our show.
Yeah.
Isaac, do you have anyone that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, yes. First, I want to give a shout out to my mother, who's in Portland, Maine right now, because if it wasn't for my mother, I would never be as good of a reader and writer as I am. And I also want to give a shout out to my best friend, Daniel Mizrahi, who always is there for me and always reads over my books and gives me tips on how to fix it or what to add.
Wow. That sounds like you guys have amazing friends.
Right, Starfish, I just also wanted to mention that when he said that his mother gave him tips on writing, last week, didn't we have him on for writing?
Yes. We had him on as a guest co-host, and he was wonderful talking about his book that he wrote.
Thank you.
So, boys and girls, you're in for a great, great treat. Right on,
Jewel? Well, I'm ready to hear that song.
Oh, yes. Let's start. Let's get it.
Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, the festival of life. In Jerusalem, the oil burns bright. They lit the menorah. Holy place, what a miracle to last 8 days. 8 days of Hanukkah, come let's celebrate. 8 days of Hanukkah, let's celebrate tonight. Hey, 8 days of Hanukkah, come let's celebrate. Come let's celebrate tonight. The people led the way through the darkest night they prayed. Seeking religious freedom, did more than just survive. They defeated a mighty empire, free to believe just the way they wanted to. It made history. 8 days of Hanukkah.
Wow, that certainly gets you in the mood. Very great instruments and very sharp. Sounds wonderful.
And speaking of mood, we're going to have two people that are going to do something that we've never had before. Have we, Starfish?
No, I'm so excited. I love introducing new things to our boys and girls, our grandmas and grandpas and our aunts and uncles. What is it, Aunt Jewel?
Well, what we're going to do this time, we're going to have our co-host, our youth co-host, read together. They're going to be reading back and forth. So it's Tacova and Isaac, and as you know, we mentioned earlier that our subject is talking about our heritage, sharing and learning about families and our lives to appreciate our differences and our similarities.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. And we, of course, are having both our favorite youth co-hosts read at the same time because I know that they can handle their challenge. Are you up for the challenge, Jacob? Are you up for the challenge, Jacoba?
I'm up for the challenge.
And Isaac, are you up for the challenge?
Yes.
Oh, yes. boys and girls, this book is called The Light, The Festival Candles. It's by, oh, actually, let me have you say the author, Jacoba or Isaac.
Jacoba, go ahead.
Alan Fisher. Aline Fisher.
Exactly. And the book is Hanukkah, O Hanukkah. So we will have our favorite youth co-host, Jacoba, first read the first page and then proceed with Isaac.
Okay, we got more getting it there. Life the first of eight tonight, the farthest candle to the right. Light the first and second two when tomorrow's day is through. Then light three and then light four, every dusk one candle more. Four, all eight, learn light and high, honoring your days, day gone by.
When the temple was restored, rescued from the Syrian lord, and an eight-day feast proclaimed, the Festival of Lights well-named, to celebrate the joyous day when we regained the right to pray to our one God in our own way.
Oh. So, we are learning, boys and girls, a lot already, and we've just only started.
And so much information.
Exactly. And of course, we also have to remember that we've got to get ready for bedtime.
Yes, that's true, Aunt Jewel. Boys and girls, do you have your favorite pillow? Or do you have your hot chamomile lavender tea? Or your hot milk with honey, your favorite stuffed animals or teddy bear, and of course your favorite PJs. Boys and girls, get ready for Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one, too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-vodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Now, Jewel?
Oh, definitely. Because, you know, when you feel clean, you are ready to go. But in this case, you're not going anywhere but to bed. So, let's hear another little poem to talk about Hanukkah.
Exactly. And who better to begin is our guest youth co-host, Jacoba, and she is going to read The Little Nine Candles.
Nine little candles, what a sight. They stand in the menorah and look so bright. This one said, I want to sway. This one said, I'm melting away. This one said, I'm still pretty tall. This one said, I'm getting small. This one said, I feel like skipping. This one said, my wax is dripping. This one said, I have no more light. This one said, it's the last Hanukkah night. The Shalom Shamish said with a shout, I'll be the last candle to go out. For 8 days long, we did burn. We'll see you next Hanukkah when we return.
Wow, such enthusiasm.
Oh, wow. So energetic. I love the energy.
Thanks.
Now, Jacoba, what does your family do for the holidays in December? Anything special?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. The holidays are, well, Hanukkah's our main holiday. What my family does is we first eat a nice big dinner. Then we come over to our living room, and we light the menorahs and sing the prayers. Then we give gifts to our family.
Oh, wow. And I do remember.
We have menorahs, so yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jacoba?
We each have our own menorahs to light.
Wow.
Okay.
And I do
remember. Tell us about that one. Tell us a little bit about what a menorah, because I think maybe some children don't even know what it is.
Well, a menorah is a kind of candle thing that holds nine candles. It holds nine candle places, and you have to put a candle in each one. The Shamish candle is the one in the middle, and it is a little taller than all the others. It is the Shamish means like guardian candle. So, and you use it to light all the other candles. And it's like, the reason it's a little higher up is because it's like the guardian candle looks all down at all the other candles.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
That is, I think that if I was a little boy and girl, and I think also if you weren't even a little boy or girl, you get to eat a lot, but to have gifts for 8 days, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And a time that you can share with your other family members, it's very, very fun.
Yeah, it is.
So holidays remind me and remind us of our heritage and our tradition and being together as a family. We're talking about that book, and I know that after that we're going to be hearing from Isaac talking about a very important event that happened long, long ago.
Yes, boys and girls, I'm going to begin reading Thinking of Me by Marian Bauer. And our publisher is Simon Schuster. Thinking of Me. I have two hands to fold. I have two hands to hold, to clap, to flap, to tap. I have two feet that dart, that dash, that sprint, that slap, that splash. I have two eyes to see my mama's face, to see my bear, to see that paintbrush over there, the one that says, come try me. There is a picture inside me. I have two ears to hear the rush of the wind, the gusts of rain, the thunder's boom-a-room, room-a-boom, to hear my daddy's hush. I have one nose. It pokes right out. It's not a beak. It's not a snout. My nose smells rain. My puppy's fur. Grandpa's bread, of his roses instead. I have one mouth with tongue and teeth, and nose above, and a chin beneath. I sing, I talk, I smile, I eat. Apples, crisp and sweet peanut butter, drumstick, long, long licks of chocolate ice cream. I have the skin. It's nice and tight. See how it fits? Exactly right. I have one body to stretch, to curl, to bounce, to twirl. I have two hands to press. I have one heart to listen. I have one mouth to say, thank you. Thank you for hands. Thank you for feet that keep a beat, for ears that hear, and eyes that see. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, and it means, of course, passing on traditions, sharing other people's traditions, and saying that we're not going to give up hope.
Yes, Starfish, and what's amazing about Hanukkah is that although Hanukkah happened generations ago, we still treat it like it happened just yesterday, and we appreciate the miracle that our God gave us.
That is so true, Isaac. That is very true. And Isaac, we of course want to hear from you as well. How do you carry on your family tradition?
Well, just like Jacobo said, every single night of Hanukkah, my family gathers around to light the menorah, and afterwards, we eat a delicious meal.
Oh, wow.
Food seems to be pretty important. I love that.
I love food.
What's your favorite part of the meal?
Favorite part is the turkey.
And what about Jacoba? What's your favorite?
The latkes.
Yum. That all sounds so great.
It certainly does. And I'm ready to hear that story, Hanukkah at Valley Forge, from Isaac.
Okay, everyone. Hanukkah at Valley Forge by Stephen Frensky. The general stood tall on the stony ridge at Valley Forge, surveying his troops below. The December night was clear, but the wind cut cruelly through his heavy coat. The general shook his head, shrugging the cold aside. It was his men he was worried about. For more than 2 years, his army had been at war. The general had not expected the fighting to be so easy. War was never easy. But some of his soldiers lacked weapons to defend themselves. Others were without coats or shoes, and nobody had enough to eat. An army of skeletons, one witness had called them. The snow crunched dryly under the general's boots as he walked through the camp. In one crude hut, a young soldier was sitting at a small table. The general watched from the doorway in silence. The soldier was lighting a candle. The flame flickered for a moment and then grew steady. All the while, the soldier was speaking softly, too softly for the general to catch his words. The general cleared his throat, and then the startled soldier jumped up. "General Washington," he cried. His commander-in-chief nodded. "A cold night, is it not?" he said. The soldier swallowed nervously. "Truly it is, but no colder than my home back in Poland." He paused. "And there not only is the cold weather, the laws are cold as well. If my family were to light a candle tonight, they would have to do it in secret. But that will not stop them, for this, the first night of Hanukkah." "Hanukkah?" the general repeated. The word was unfamiliar to him. "The name for a celebration. I was just finishing a prayer in Hebrew, sir, in honor of what once happened." "Ah, then you are one of the children of Abraham, The general's gaze was intent. "Tell me more of Hanukkah." The soldier stared at the candle for a moment, and then he began to speak. "Over 2,000 years ago," said the soldier, "my people, the people of Israel, were ruled by Antiochus, a Greek king from far away. He did not permit them to pray to their god and follow their customs. He wanted them to worship his gods, the Greek gods." General Washington nodded. "The fight for liberty is an ancient one, and no one likes squirming under the thumb of a distant king." The soldier looked at his candles. "In my homeland, I could not follow my beliefs either. That is why I came to America." "But the people of Israel were not so fortunate. In a village near Jerusalem, the soldiers ordered them to bow to the Greek idols and eat from a slaughtered pig. Both of those things were forbidden. In protest, Matityahu, the high priest, refused to obey. When the ceremony continued without him, he angrily drew his sword. In the fight that followed, lives were lost, though Matityahu escaped. He and his five sons, the Maccabees, fought on. Their force was small, but they did not give up." The general sighed. He was too mired in an uphill fight. Independence from England had been declared 18 months earlier, in July 1776. But declaring it had not ended the war. True, his forces had won some battles, but the British still controlled the major cities and much of the countryside. "I understand," he said. "We too have a cruel enemy who leaves us only with the choice of brave resistance or abject submission." "There was one battle," the soldier went on, "where the army of the Maccabees were greatly outnumbered. But Matityahu, son of Judah, rallied their troops. He reminded them that battles are not won or lost solely on strength in the field. Our enemies are not invincible," Judas told them, "for they trust in arms and acts of daring, but we trust in the Almighty God." Judah and his army won that fight, but many more followed. After 3 years, though, the Maccabees finally drove their enemies away. The Israelites rejoiced in their new freedom and set about cleaning their temple. They were eager to worship again in the ways of their forefathers. But when it came time to light the temple menorah, they could find only enough oil to last for one day. That was troubling. Once lit, the menorah was never supposed to go out. Still, they did not want to wait any longer. So they lighted the menorah, trusting that God would help them find more oil as quickly as possible. The search for oil was not easy. One day passed quickly and none was found. Yet the menorah remained lit. Another day went by. Still, there was no oil, but the flames remained strong. 3 days, 4 days, the hunt continued, but all the fighting and destruction made finding things difficult. In all, 8 days passed before any new oil arrived. And in all that time, the light of the menorah never went out. The soldier blew on his hands to warm them. Truly a miracle happened there. So every year, we remember this festival of lights. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, and therefore I lit only the first candle of Hanukkah, menorah. I will use this special candle, the shamash, to light one candle each night until there are eight. The eight candles that lasted the 8 days. The general made ready to leave. "Your tale is a brave one, and your candles have brightened my evening. Perhaps we are not as lost as our enemies would have us believe. I rejoice in the Maccabee's success, though it is long past." He smiled grimly, "and it pleases me to think that miracles may still be possible." The soldier nodded. "The world would be a poor place without them." "So it would," said General Washington, with a lighter mood than he had had in many a day. As he continued on his rounds, the wind quieted, and the Hanukkah candles burned long into the night. The end.
Thank you so much, Isaac, for sharing that, because I didn't know anything about General George Washington having a part in this very important holiday and tradition.
Exactly. And to really understand why and where everything came from, you have a great appreciation of the holiday.
And I know Jacoba probably liked hearing that story too.
Yeah.
And the twins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just shows us there truly is no boundaries for imagination, creation, and exploration. Just listening to Jacoba and listening to Isaac, we just learned so, so much.
That's cool.
And I also think that it's very important to be able to share some of the things that people didn't realize what had happened in history and how long ago this was. And being able to say that they did not want to do some things that were forbidden for their tradition. So I thank you so much for doing that, Isaac. I also felt like I was out in the wilderness. I could just...
Thank you.
Right,
me too, Rajul.
Right, can you just smell the flames?
Yes.
Did such a great job in doing it, and that is why I think it's so important for the boys and girls out there all around the world to be able to hear other people share their stories and to be able to agree that maybe that's the same thing that happens in their family.
Yes.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What I think is cool is that the world is so big, yet traditions bring people together.
And make it really small, exactly.
It certainly does, and I know that Jacoba could also agree that knowing other people's traditions, you have an appreciation, and one of the things that Jacoba talks about that she does do different celebrations, and I think that that's really good, and we can also see how close that is, because you talked about having a feast, eating Thanksgiving turkey, something that we had a holiday that just passed, and a lot of us did eat turkey.
Exactly. It's another thing that we all share.
Actually, something really cool. George Washington was the one who declared Thanksgiving an official American holiday.
Oh, yes, indeed. You are right, Isaac.
So here we had tolerance to be able to accept something that was very different. Also, understanding about Hanukkah. And everyone is able to, even though this from the American colony, we were able to find out that how it was merged and how it was acceptable and how we did do some things that are very similar to each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, it is also a tradition at the White House to celebrate and honor it on that day every single year.
Wow.
Which is a fun fact to learn.
And I don't know if either Jacoba or Isaac knows what is the exact day that you celebrate and what exactly do you do that particular day.
On Hanukkah?
Yes.
Well, the first day of Hanukkah this year is December 20th, the night. But there's no really one specific day because it continues for 7 to 8 days straight where each night we continue to light an extra candle in memory of the eight that they lit, the times of the Greeks.
And we got to see Pearl's great tradition in her family.
Right. And I think we have just enough time also to be able to hear a little song, a little game. And I know Jacoba and I know Isaac are very, very familiar with little. Are You Awake? By Sophie Blackall. Mom? Mom? Yes, Edward? Mom, are you awake? No. Why aren't you asleep? Because I'm asleep. Why are you asleep? Because it's still nighttime. Why is it still nighttime? Because the sun hasn't come up yet. Well, why hasn't the sun come up yet? Because the stars are still out. Well, why are the stars still out? Because it's nighttime. Oh. Can I have breakfast now?
No.
Can I? Because we're run out of milk.
Can we get some more?
No.
Why can't we?
Because the corner store isn't open yet.
Because it's still nighttime?
Why is it still nighttime?
Because the sun hasn't come up yet.
Well, why hasn't the sun come up yet?
Because the alarm clock hasn't rung.
Why hasn't the alarm clock rung? Because it's nighttime. Oh. Mom? Mom? Is Daddy awake?
I hope so.
Why do you hope so?
Because he's flying a plane.
Why is he flying a plane?
To take the people where they want to go.
But why do they want to go at night?
So they can be in there in the morning.
Is it morning yet?
No.
Why isn't it?
Because it's still nighttime.
Why is it still nighttime?
Because the sun hasn't come up yet.
Why hasn't the sun come up yet?
Because the moon is still out.
Why is the moon still out?
Because it's nighttime.
Oh. Why don't you?
Because I can't see.
Why can't you see?
Because it's dark.
Mom? Mom? Why does your face look like? Why does your face look like when you're asleep?
I don't know.
Why don't you?
Well, because I can't see.
Why is it dark? Oh, because it's nighttime. Why is it still nighttime?
Because the sun hasn't come out yet.
Why hasn't the sun come up yet?
Because it's Tuesday.
Well, why is it Tuesday?
Because yesterday was Monday.
Oh, Mom, do you like yellow?
Yes.
Do you like yellow?
Yes.
I like yellow.
Do you like yellow?
It's my favorite color.
Why is it your favorite color?
Because there's lots of things that are yellow.
What are yellow things?
Bananas are yellow, and taxis. And I have a yellow rubber band.
What else?
Dogs are yellow.
No, they're not. Yellow dogs are.
Can you tell me some other yellow things?
Well, school buses and canaries are yellow. Egg yolk is yellow, and so is cheese and corn on the cob. Some things come in yellow as well, another yellow, like T-shirts and socks and building blocks. Some names sound yellow to me, like Peter, and some letters and some numbers like E and 3. But do you know what the yellowest thing is? The yellowest thing is in the morning when the sun comes up, Edward.
You sound asleep. And here comes Dad.
Dad? Dad? Are you awake?
The end. Thank you, boys and girls. I think we're all asleep now.
Good night.
Are you sleepy yet?
and girls, Little Dreidel.
Happy Holiday from Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
Now, Isaac, before we leave, boys and girls, parents, grandparents, and our audience, tell everyone about the Isaac J. Kasson Foundation and the charity crew. How did you start, and how can we be a part of it and fly away with you?
Well, in my high school, it's a requirement to have 40 hours of community service each year in order to graduate. But with all the work we have and all the classes and extracurriculars, nobody wanted to do the community service. They were looking at it as a burden. Of course, they did it because it was required. But I wanted them to see the beauty of community service. So I thought, why not gather kids, gather friends to come together and do the charity work that they love doing best. So that's when I formed the charity crew. I collected a few kids. We started to go to the old age home to play bingo once a month. And before I knew it, more kids started to join. And then we started to host events. I had the basketball team host basketball tournaments. I had all the honor classes make review sheets for tests that they could sell for charity. And before I knew it, within 3-4 weeks of starting the charity crew, I had 40-plus members from 4 different high schools. And we ended up raising tens of thousands of dollars for different nonprofit organizations. And eventually, I got to meet with Mr. Luce, Mr. Jim Luce. He's founder of the James J. Dudley Luce Foundation. And after showing him all the charity work my friends and I have done, he decided to give me the Isaac J. Kasson Fund, where I will be able to continue having charity events and fundraisers and pour the money into the fund, which then supports 8 organizations, both global and local community. And the way you guys could help is start your own crew, guys. Gather your friends and see the beauty in lending a hand and helping people out.
Mm. Wow, and I can definitely see Jacoba starting her own crew in D.C.
Definitely.
Is there any website or something that we could be able to, or phone number that we can be able to call to find out even more information about it?
Yes, well, there's a site. It's looseambassadors.org. And then, of course, there's many different people who are fundraising, and if you type in the Isaac J. Kasson Fund, you'll see what we're working on. I begin my charity campaign in January. My first program is called Charity for Children, where I'm raising money specifically for children in need. And as of now, since I'm busy with finals, I've been collecting money in my school, you know, small things. But after January, I'm planning on hosting events such as sporting events, talent shows, parties, and bake sales. So, again, you could go on looseambassadors.org, and you could check out the fund, or you could just go to the James J. Dudley Luce Foundation site and check it out even further.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That definitely is carrying on the tradition of giving back.
Yes.
There's just, as Starfish had mentioned earlier, there's no boundaries with imagination, with creation and exploration, which is what happens when we go to bed. You have all these things that are just swirling around because you're relaxed. You're comfortable. You have your very favorite toy. It gives you the opportunity to be able to explore.
Explore and riding through different types and flying away as we flew away with Isaac and flew away with Jacoba within their stories. Come Away With Me by Nora Jones.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't send us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and never stop loving you.
Come Away With Me by Nora Jones. And of course, I always, always want to thank our wonderful youth co-hosts, Ms. Jacoba and Mr. Isaac. These are true, true leaders and an inspiration to all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Aunt Jill wants to tell you to thank you too, because it really will help children. I think a lot of them are I'm not sure they probably even heard some of the things that you said, because they've probably already fell asleep and you guys did your job. But the ones that are on the West Coast or the ones that are on other parts of the country, they heard and they're still awake and they have a lot of information.
Exactly. And next week, we will be talking about another tradition for the holidays, Christmas and Kwanzaa. Great times for families. Also, if you know someone from your church, temples, mosques, and community centers that will be involved in the holidays, invite them and make their holidays special too. And Jacoba and Isaac, just thank you so much for letting us in to your family traditions.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
We have someone that would like to even be able to talk to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, do you have any questions or any comments about the show?
No.
Did you learn anything about Hanukkah?
Yeah, I didn't know about George Washington and everything. It's pretty neat.
It is. I think so, too. You want to add anything to that, Isaac?
No, I agree with him that it's very interesting, because you wouldn't think that the general would accept it, but It's shocking because it actually inspired him and made him feel better about the night because he was feeling uneasy about the battle that was at hand. But the soothing and inspirational story gave him some faith and gave him some power.
Starfish, what is the song that we always like to be able to play before we even go away?
Oh, how can I forget? Because we already had great friends because Jacoba has come on before and so has Isaac and now our normal youth guests. We just made new friends, boys and girls. You made new friends. The new song, our old song, our favorite song, You've Got a Friend by Randy Newman.
We love you, my friend.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past is. Boy, you got a friend in me.
We
love
that. Yeah,
you got a friend in me.
Thanks, Jacoba. Thanks, Isaac.
Night, everyone.
You got a friend in me.
Say hi. I don't know if anyone is still awake.
You got
the Are you sleepy yet?
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our guest on me. You got a friend in me.
Again, happy holidays from Great Radio Network. And, of course,
you
got to do a great time story. Happy
boys and girls. As you know, you could be a leader at 16 or a leader at 10. Just imagine and your dreams will come true. Thanks again, Isaac. Thank you again, Jacoba.
You're
welcome.
I'm going to go make some chamomile tea now.
And that hot milk with honey.
That sounds real good on a day that is 48 degrees. Feels really nice.
Yes, can't wait to get into a cozy bed.
Right, and we've already gotten into our PJs. And Jacoba, are you awake?
Are you sleepy
are
yet?
Are the twins?
Yeah, I'm really sleepy.
And are the twins still awake?
The twins are not awake.
Well, we have done our job. And again, just like the stars that you guys are, we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
just
so much, and thank you for sharing everything for the boys and girls. And I know that they know a lot more about Hanukkah. Don't you think so, Starfish?
Oh, I know so. And Aunt Jewel, would you like to close off to Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray, just because we have these wonderful stars on our show tonight?
Of course, Starfish.
Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacoba.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Are you sleepy yet?
Yes.
Just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. like a song in my heart, just like oil on my this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love. And
I'm decided.